أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ah, in the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. Just noticing all of the space that's already available to feel exactly how you're feeling right now. It's so important for there to be room for joy and celebration. For many people, the holidays are incredibly joyous, and I want there to be room for that. And I also know that several people have posted recently about how painful and just being in really painful places. And there's room for that too. The oneness is a weaving of the tapestry of all the colors, of all the presences, of all the hearts, in all the states and all the stations that we may be in. Joy does not put pressure on upset to be different, and upset does not put pressure on joy to be different. No one needs the added burden to feel like their emotional state is somehow adversely affecting another one. We are all part of the one. And there is room for all of every one of us. So just noticing how you're feeling. And noticing that because you feel that way, there is already space. There's no need to make space, to create space. There's already space for all the different ways that you may feel, because you may not just feel one emotion. It is possible to have, like any orchestra with many instruments, shades of joy and shades of sorrow and grief and shades of anger, sadness, numbness, and contentedness. Usually one takes up the frame and it's all that we may be aware of, but can be interesting to notice all the different emotions that are available, that are present. Just taking a moment, asking to be shown the different shades, the different tones, the different notes, the different elevations. So many different metaphors we could use to identify the different states, different emotions that are present in your being in this moment. In this period of time. Because it's not always in the same moment. Sometimes it's a pendulum back and forth or circling around. So much room to be exactly who you are and the way that your heart was made to be and the way that your emotions were made to be. without needing to change or fix yourself. It can be really hard to orient by other people's compasses because we don't experience their inner reality. We just see what they try to display to us. And it's so important to your business because your business also has many different states and ways of being. Different directions it looks, different modes, different levels of energy. Allah. Is love available even here? Is the divine present even here, even in your changing or many-toned experience of yourself and your business? We have been given a very unhealthy picture of what quote-unquote professionalism is or what it means to show up, that we must have a constant, steady presence that is always the same. It has been reinforced by the world around us of large companies that are staffed by people whose self-expression is not allowed. And so they've damped down the natural variations in miraculous presence of humanity. Your business does not require that of you or of anyone else. You can be who you are. You can be how you are. There is so much room. And the divine is there with you as well. Allah. Allah. Yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah. And Sufismit said that the divine is nearer to you than your jugular vein, that the presence of the source is a deeply intimate experience. And so if the divine knows your state and knows your station and knows exactly what is true for you and what is moving inside your being, what if exactly how you are is exactly what is required to meet the present moment? What if no other way of being is needed or asked for? What if you didn't have to push? What if you didn't have to try to gather strength or cheerfulness that you don't feel you have? Or even gravity? What if you come into a situation light of heart that you think calls for something else? What if the lightness of heart is what is being asked because that is what is being given? What if you were a flute in the hands of the divine, and you were being played in a very precise, beautiful manner, with extreme precision, with extreme care and extreme attention to what is needed in every moment? What if you can't take a false step? Allah. 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 Just noticing what's true for you. If you have any authentic appreciation or gratitude for what you're noticing from this remembrance. Allah, letting yourself express that to the divine. If you have it. And if you don't, not needing to manufacture it. And taking a nice gentle breath and bringing your attention back